It's 8:43. It's Thursday morning with the Musers. Just did a big segment on the OU-Texas game, which happens on Saturday at the Cotton Bowl. And let's keep that conversation going. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the former Texas head football coach, the man who brought them their most recent national championship back in 2005. And after that, he coached for a little while again at North Carolina. It's Mack Brown. Good morning, Coach.
Well, it's good to be on with you guys, and I hope you guys are having a great morning.
So far, so good.
We are. I hope you are, too.
This rivalry, even though old Bob Stoops hung 60 on me a few times.
Still love the rivalry.
I still love the rivalry, and I'm just glad that Bill Belichick took my program and ran it into the ground there at North Carolina.
Why are you glad?
Not so easy, is it, Bill? Not so easy. This is my new personality. I talk a lot of smack. That's why I now go by Smack Brown.
Smack Brown?
Smack Brown.
Okay, now that you're retired, you're just talking smack.
I also like to talk about heroin.
What?
That's also smack.
Oh, okay. Oh. I got it. Okay. It took a while there.
Well, I think I knew that you guys would want to talk to me because I used to coach at the University of Texas, and I had some good times there, and I had some bad times.
Yeah.
After the good times, I celebrated, and after the bad times, I apologize.
Yeah, you did that, too.
You remember that?
We remember that.
I once famously said after a big loss that I wanted to apologize to all Texas fans out there, and I'm in it. And while I'm apologizing, I'd like to apologize to all the victims.
What?
The victims?
Of 9/11.
Apologize.
I want to tell you I regret my actions, and I just want to apologize where it happened on November 22nd, 1963, too. Don't know what I was thinking.
Well, what do you mean? How are you talking about?
So many bad things.
Oh, my gosh, Coach.
I've also done really bad things.
What?
I want to apologize to all the people who went balls deep on the Hawk-2-a meme coin. I thought it was going to moon.
You were involved in that, too?
I did, and I've since backed out of all crypto entirely. You won't find Mack Brown involved in crypto anymore.
Okay.
Except for things that are built on the Solana Layer 1 blockchain. Still believe in it. The tokenomics work.
Well,
stop knowing that.
What do you think about Texas' chances on Saturday?
George, I appreciate that question so much. I really do. But I'm just going to warn you right now that as you speak to me, you're going to be hearing a lot of staccatos and then a lot of drop-offs. And sometimes when you're listening to those staccatos, it's going to sound a bit like Morse code being sent out from an unknown source begging for rescue from a deserted island where castaways live on a diet of coconut and SEC victories. But it's really just your old pal, Mack Brown, who's talking to you on local radio.
Why are you analyzing your speech patterns?
I don't know, but old Mac just likes to talk like a bouncing ball that's moving across a long shelf before it gets to the end and drops off. And it drops off into a bucket of Colt McCoy memorabilia. Still love Colt McCoy.
Hey, how about Arch this year for Texas? That's not as good as we thought it was going to be, is it?
Yeah, what do you think about old Arch there? Believe it or not, I think Arch looks pretty good, except for the fact that he can't throw the ball very well.
Well, that's a quarterback's job, though.
But just because he looks like Uncle Rico sometimes, please don't hold it against him.
Okay.
He'll get better and better.
Well, do you have a favorite?
In addition to the staccatos, sorry, Craig, to jump on you there, my friend, but I'm going to go ahead and talk.
That's okay, Coach. I was just going to ask if you had a favorite in the game this weekend.
Of course I do. I always root for the Longhorns, and mm-hmm. I always want them to win.
Okay.
I can't pick against my Longhorns.
Fair enough.
And in addition to that, I'm also going to give you a few statements now that assert one thing but then negate it. Like people think it's easy to win in college football, but it's not. I like to say things like that. I don't know why. People think nuclear power plants are dangerous, but they're not. Tony Romo is good, but he's not. You see that? You see, I like to
I
say
see that.
Like
yeah,
that.
You introduce something, then you, yeah, you go against it.
Then I negate it. Thank you.
Again, you're overanalyzing the way you talk to us. It's very strange.
Thank you, Craig. Can I give a shout out here? I'd like to give a shout out. Can you let me give a shout out?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to one person and one person only. My wife, Sally.
Of course.
That's very sweet.
I do love my wife, Sally. Mack Brown loves his wife, Sally, and I want to work her name into every post-game press conference and radio interview.
You're good at that.
Because when I do, she rewards me with a sort of kinky sexual activity that brings old Mack Brown back to life.
Okay. We don't have to hear about all that now. Come on.
So let me go ahead and mention my lovely saucy wife, Sally. I hope she's listening. If you're listening, Sally, please get the pegging kit out of the dishwasher and put it on the bedside table and get ready to go.
Stop it. We're on the air.
Stop it.
I'll rent the horse costume on the way home.
Horse costume.
Well, believe it or not, guys, our time for this interview is coming to a close because material's running short.
Okay. Well, enjoy the game, Coach.
I'm going to enjoy the game along with my wife, Sally.
Okay.
She's dressed in the horse costume.
Okay.
She wears it.
Good morning, George.
Morning. There goes Smack Brown. Just a couple of days before Texas and OU meet.
What a week. And Nick Saban and Mack Brown on the show
legends this week.
This week.
Incredible.